Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of day here in Barrie, Ontario, and they're warning people to stay off the road, so I've been rushing around in traffic trying to get back in time to do this little radio show. So welcome, and those of you in the warmer climes, please send some of the sunshine our way. So I'm very excited to do today's show. We're going to be talking about the angels and connecting with our angels today. And so angels, I mean, of course, we all know what angels are. They're, you know, purely spiritual beings. And they're found in various religions and mythologies. They're often depicted as benevolent celestial beings who act as intermediaries between God or heaven and earth, or as guardian spirits or guiding influence. So other roles of angels include protecting and guiding human beings and carrying out God's tasks. So the angels are truly around us. One thing I have learned even recently in my practice is just how close to us they are. And I had actually two interesting experiences in the last few months with angels. One was as I approached a lady who was coming towards me down a long hallway on the inside of the building that we were doing the reading in, and she raised her hand to greet me and said, hi, you know. And as she raised her hand, a white feather literally appeared out of thin air. It materialized in front of our eyes. I saw it suddenly in the air right as she raised her hand. And as she put her hand down, she caught it and then turned it up in her hand and looked at it and said, oh, where did that come from? You know, and it wasn't there a minute ago. And it was strange because there were no birds flying. We were inside and it just literally materialized out of thin air, a white feather, very much the angelic, the curly, white, soft feather that we associate with an angel's wings. So that really taught me and showed me how close to us the angels are, and it was a direct message to both of us. And then in another reading that I did, the lamp, a very heavy lamp sitting between us on a very heavy desk, a metal iron heavy desk, started to rock, and we felt very exhilarated. We felt a presence, and we both felt it was Archangel Michael. It turned out that Archangel Michael was the lady's angel who I was reading, and he is mine as well. I always turn to Archangel Michael for help any time. In fact, very often, you know, through the course of the week, there'll be a moment that comes where, you know, you feel just overwhelmed, and it's a good thing to do is just to turn and ask Michael for help and just say, Archangel Michael, help me right now. I feel overwhelmed, and he will come, and he will help you. So they really are here around us at all times. And then, of course, we also have the guardian angels, the spirit guides, you know, and some of our guardian angels are very much people that loved us that have passed on, that are still watching over us, you know, and they may not be there every second of the day. Sometimes they have other busy work to do on the other side, but they're often hovering around and making sure that we're safe and, you know, keeping us on the right track, giving us little signs and messages. So today I'm going to be working with the Dorian Virtue Angel Tarot Cards. And so without too much further ado, let's go to the phone lines and let's see who we have that would like an angel card reading today. And I'm going to go to the 617 area code. So hello there, how are you today?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good.
Glad to be home.
Yes, yes.
You know, out
Where
of the flush and cold.
Oh,
well, just
yes.
Driving around, but they're actually closing down the roads. I'm at about an hour north of Toronto, and apparently
oh,
we're
really?
In for a huge storm that's going to actually be going for the next 24 hours. So everybody's battening down the hatches.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes. And where are you located?
I'm in Massachusetts, but last year we had our storm.
Did you? Oh, yes. I think I remember reading about that.
Yes.
It was a big one.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I feel your pain.
Yeah, thank you.
So,
what's your name?
It's Karen.
Kaylin. Hi, Kaylin. So, okay, I'm going to, while we start to chat for a minute here,
okay.
I'm going to start shuffling so that I can
okay.
get your energy going into the cards here.
Okay.
Now, do you have a specific question today for us, Kaylin?
My question is in regards to me moving to another place to live.
Okay.
It's time for change.
Okay.
Across the board.
Okay, let's have a look what the angels have to say. Now, I will just tell you that I'm using this Angel Tarot Card deck. It's actually a brand new deck. This is my first time using it.
Oh, okay.
You are going to be the guinea pig.
That's okay.
But
that's
I have a great deal of confidence. Well, the thing is, I usually use my Druid Craft Tarot deck, which is my fave. Mm-hmm. You know, it's ancient Druidic and Celtic imagery.
Oh, wow.
And really, you know, speaks to me because that's my ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
But this is such a beautiful deck, the Angel deck. I've been sort of dying to do it, so I've been looking forward to the show for that reason. I thought this is a great opportunity to give this deck a little bit of a workout. So I'm giving it a good shuffle. Needs a little bit of warming up.
Okay.
So, yes, let's see what's going on with this move. All right. And I'm just pulling three card spreads, so...
Okay.
We're going to see what we have. Okay. Well, the first card we have, which is representing the present situation,
mm-hmm.
is Five of Earth. So Five of Earth is, you know, fears surrounding money,
mm.
the wisdom to accept help from others,
mm.
and it can also mean, at times, uncertain self-employment. So because it's a five vibration, it's a little bit of the conflict, you know?
Mm.
And because it's Earth, it is talking about things such as money, security, stability, but it can also be talking about the home. You know, so it can, I feel, represent some of this sort of unsureness about what to do next in terms of where are you going to live.
That's true.
That represents your, you know, present state of mind. So I'd say that that's a pretty good representation.
Yes.
Now, what we have, the next card is the challenge. And we have a Knight of Fire here as the challenge.
Wow.
Yes. So what he represents is passion, adventure, restlessness, and self-assuredness. So he can be a sudden event that needs immediate attention, time being of the essence, and also the need to think things through carefully.
Yes.
So with him comes this really sort of fiery, adventurous spirit, but also a little bit of caution with it to be, you know, okay, maybe not galloping ahead quite so quickly. You need to sort of pull the reins in a little bit and think this through. So I feel this card, because it's over your challenge spot, you know, in the reading, it may be a little bit of a word to the wise to sort of pull in the reins and think things through. So maybe right now you're feeling a little panicky, like, oh, I've got to make a decision. I've got to go. I've got to do this. You know, time is of the essence. But actually, is it, like, you know, just hold off a minute. Let's look at this again. Let's do this the right way. Let's not, you know, barrel too far from forward too quickly. So it's a bit of a word of warning, I'd say, a bit of a word to the wise, you know, which is just, you know, hold on to things. Are you a fire sign by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Okay. There you go.
Aries.
Yes. The Knight of Fire, okay? So, yes.
That's
you,
me running off.
Venture some restless Aries. Don't jump in too quickly, okay? Think it out this time. Okay.
Okay. Yes, this time. No. Like you said that, this time.
Pardon? This time. Yeah, I know.
You said this time, yes.
Yes, I know. I get that. I feel that fiery energy. And that's why this card is here, is to say to you, remember, you know.
Yes, simmer down, simmer down.
Yes. It's great that you're brave and passionate and adventuresome, but just, you know, hold on to your horses. Think things through a little bit.
Yes.
Before you make a move, before you make this decision. Now, here's your final card, and this is the outcome. And so this is actually a very beautiful card. It's the Empress. It's a very beautiful card. So what the meaning of this card is lavish abundance, giving birth to your dreams, nurturing yourself and others. It means being fully actualized within yourself, so reaching your full potential and really basking in the glow of all the beautiful abundance around you. So the image is just of a gorgeous golden angel, and she's surrounded by animals. There's a stag and little forest animals around her, and she's glowing, and she has a beautiful crown, and she's holding a scepter. But she's right in the middle of the forest. So it's a very earthy and beautiful image. So just know that, you know, you will get to where you want to go.
Okay.
So the right place will come and the right time will come for the move. But just, you know, think it through and don't make any rash moves.
Okay. That sounds exactly like me.
Okay, good. Even though, you know, sometimes we just want change right now, and that's good. We can make it happen. But sometimes if we're not, and I mean, I've done this myself. I've jumped into things way too quickly and then have to regret it, you know. So, think things through, but you'll get there. You'll get there.
I know that, I really feel that I will. And, you know, I've learned to say, okay, pull back a little bit. Don't be so quick. And I'm really starting to follow my intuition. When that little voice says, when I'm about to hit the send button, that little voice would say, you know what, don't send it yet. Just hold back. Just hold back. Something's about to change. And I listen.
Yes. And no, isn't that beautiful?
And the beautiful thing
about maturity,
yes.
too.
Yes.
We learn some patience along the way, hopefully.
That's very true. And I do. I listen. You're absolutely right, because I listen to that little voice. It's like, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just wait and see. Things are going to change.
Yeah.
And then a couple of days later, hour later, however long it takes, something does change.
Yes. And know that, you know, even at times where we feel like we should be making things happen, sometimes
we are making
things happen by not doing anything, by just being, and then letting things play out. And sometimes things become
clear
to us, right? Yeah. So sometimes you have to wait. And don't forget with that first card, the Five of Earth, we had that message with the wisdom to accept help from others. So just, you know, be open, you know, to what's incoming. Accept what the universe is going to send to you as well. So be open.
Right.
It's not always having to make it happen, but sometimes it's going to come to you.
That's true. That is so true.
So being open.
Because I always feel like I have to make something happen. I have to be the one. I'm like, why do I have to be the one?
Right.
You know, there's times where I don't have to.
That's right. And look for messages. Look for messages from your animal friends.
Yes.
You know, birds, I find very big messengers. Crows, birds that you may just be getting in your car or going for a walk down the street and you suddenly a bird lands. Well, listen to what you get from that bird. You'll get something, you know. You just have to tune
that's
in.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
so look for signs. Look for signs
that's also very, very true.
Guides. And your own personal guides also will be leading you. Okay,
yeah.
So just follow
I just have to learn to kind of just step back a little bit and know that even where I'm at now living, that is temporary. This is not my home.
Right.
This is a temporary place to stay. And it was interesting with the cards because of this, you know, wanting to hurry up and jump and figure, you know, I got to do this, I got to do that. I have to understand and know that if I jump at the wrong time, then this will become my permanent home.
Right. Now,
if
don't forget, with the Knight of Fire, though, there could be an event that may cause you to have to move quickly, because that card can also mean that something will force you your hand. However, if that happens and time is of the essence, you still need to think things through carefully, okay? So
that's true.
Be prepared, knowing that something like that may happen, start putting your ducks in a row. Start making your plans.
That's true. That's interesting. You're the second person that said putting your ducks in a row that I spoke to today.
Right?
You're the second person that said just be mindful of having your ducks in a row.
And that is a sign. When you hear the same thing twice in a day, that's a message from spirit.
Ducks
that's
in a row, yeah.
coming through spirit to you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
because
to be
honest,
that one for sure.
Because where I'm at, to me, there's just where I'm living, there's just a feeling of even though I know that my angels and guides are around me, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm protected, but because it's basically in a place, and I know this is temporary, where it's there's no sense of I'm not going to say security, but you're basically on your own.
Right. Right. Yeah.
You know, there's no one looking over you.
Yeah.
Right. There's no one looking over you, making sure everything's okay, making sure that, you know, the bathrooms are clean, the floor is swept, the wiring is safe, the fire extinguisher is working, you know, the problems with the mice are all taken care of, the cracked window is fixed.
And
you know, the heat's working.
Again, that explains again that Five of Earth or Five of Pentacles in my other deck, which is Pentacles is to do with the home, the hearth, the safety.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's at risk here with this fears surrounding that, fears, uncertainty surrounding that. That's all around you. So, yeah, you do need to get out of there. Something is possibly about to happen that may exasperate that situation. So be ready.
Yeah.
Just think things through carefully, you know, even think them through in advance. Get a plan, okay? Yeah, okay, you are going to get there. With this Empress as the final card, you're going to get to this much, much better place.
I hope so, because it's again, like I said, it's not, for me, it's not, there's just no, to me, the feeling of protection. I mean, it's like whoever lives here, you're on your own. It's a roomy house, and I needed a
right.
place. I needed a
yes.
place to go, because where
be
I was living, exactly.
You won't be there for long. Do some smudging
okay.
in your room. Do everything
yes.
in your room. Protect
yes.
yourself. Wear some crystal okay. protection. Put a gemstone
okay.
over your door sill for protection,
okay.
and smudge daily
okay.
in there. Okay.
Okay.
You're gonna be
true.
Fine, and it's not gonna take you
okay.
too long to get out of there. Just be
okay.
ready in advance. Think things through now.
Absolutely.
But
okay.
remember, you're going to be the Empress very soon, giving
okay.
birth to your dreams, and remember to nurture yourself, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're
thank
very
you,
welcome.
Thank you.
It was lovely chatting.
Alrighty.
And I'm going to say
goodbye. You as well.
Bye.
Any blessings to you. Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
Alrighty.
You too.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And hi there. I'm at the 916 area code. Hi.
Hi, so wonderful to meet you, Madam Butterfly. Thank you.
Hi, nice to meet you. Can I have your name and where you're calling from?
Sacramento, California.
Oh,
well,
lovely.
My name is Wendy. My name is Wendy.
Sorry. Wendy, hi, Wendy. How's
hi.
Your day?
I'm quite worried. I had a solid job for 15 years in a call center for vision medical insurance. I was wrongfully fired January 3rd, 2014. I got a new job at a bank call center. It was a horrible, abusive environment. That was on June 15th. And technically, I'm on a medical leave. I think that they're going to fire me when I return. And I had a miracle with healing with my ring finger on my right hand. No cancer. They saved the finger. But I'll be deformed, and I'm going through occupational therapy. I have an optional surgery that I could do maybe in April, but if a new job comes up that I think would be secure, I would take that and do that at a later
yeah.
date. So I'm thinking, I've applied for a medical. My doctor said I'm not able to return to work until April the 3rd. And this information has been provided to that current banking employer. And I'm hoping that they approve on their side that I have off. I cannot use a computer right now. I'm working towards that goal. And my other concern is hopefully I will still have a job at least long enough to be approved to move into a new apartment with my sister around May.
Okay. Okay, so a lot going on, a lot going on, a lot of worries, a lot of concerns. I've been shuffling through the time you've been telling me this, so I'm ready to see what's going on here. And I'm pulling a three-card spread immediately. Let's see what's happening here. Okay, very good, exciting things are coming. First of all, take a big deep breath and breathe. Okay, because your wishes are coming true. If you
mm-hmm.
had a specific wish or dream, it's going to actually manifest and come true. And you're going to re-engage with life. All your concerns will be fading away very soon. So whatever it is that you most wish for, that is going to come into being, okay? Your cups are going to be full. There's going to be plenty. And it's not just going to be money. It's going to be love. It's going to be wonderful energy. You're going to be in an environment where you feel accepted and, you know, admired, appreciated. So this is all coming very, very soon upon you. The next card is the King of Earth, which is your challenge card. And with him, we have a generous, professional, responsible, and practical man. So a successful time is coming. Confidently accept opportunities you're offered. And the Midas touch. I feel this man is going to be an employer for you. He's going to bring a lot of good things into your life. He's going to be a very successful mentor. But this is coming into being, again, in the very near future. And then the last card, again, an incredible card, Ace of Fire, which represents an exciting new opportunity, career advancement, and change in your life now. So it literally could not have been three more positive cards, actually directly talking about work and opportunities. So please do not worry. Go forward. Continue, because I can feel through your voice, continue with your wonderful positive energy, and it will come back to you threefold, tenfold. It's okay. Everything's going to be all right. Just please breathe, okay? Don't worry. Your energy will keep on attracting good things and good people to you.
Ironically, I've had my resume downloaded into Kaiser Permanente Hospital website, and there were two opportunities in October for call center appointments and also behind-the-counter accepting copays. And the recruiter actually emailed me five times in October, but that's right when my medical issues started. And I emailed him recently, and he was nice, and he said, well, I don't have anything right now, but keep in contact. So his name is Aaron. So when do you see me getting secure work, and will it be with Kaiser or another company?
Well, I feel that this King of Earth could very well be this gentleman you're talking about right now, bringing something positive your way, okay? Because around him is success and opportunities being offered, the Midas touch. So I would work with him. Whatever the opportunity is, I mean, don't forget we've had this word again, the Midas touch. Gravitate towards that you feel the best aura from. So just trust your instincts, okay? I feel that he represents this King of Earth, that he's going to help you. But
okay,
there is this exciting opportunity coming. It's a career advancement. It'll change your life. It's coming, but it's attached to him. So you feel he's the one that's going to get you that lead, you know?
Oh, so it will be Kaiser then.
Okay, then. Okay, and Kaiser, that's an interesting word. It would be interesting to find out what birth sign is he. If he's an earth sign, this Aaron, I wouldn't be surprised.
That I don't know.
You probably don't know. Yeah. It's one of those questions kind of hard to ask sometimes. But I hope that was helpful to you. But really, wonderful cards. Just please keep going. It's going to be okay. And take a breath. Big breath, okay?
Do you think it will be comfortable, and will it be the receptionist or the call center appointments?
I've been given the 90-second call. Half an hour sure flies by. So if those who are still waiting didn't get through, I apologize. And I hope everybody has a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you soon. Next week, we're talking about the runes.